Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station broadcasting live out of sunny California. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and today we have a great show for you. We're excited and we're honored because we have a special guest in the house. We're going to be talking with Miss Nancy Harris, and we're excited. So we want you guys to tune in, and you can call in at 323-580-5749, and you know, just stay tuned. Keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show. Make sure you're following us along on social media at Nikki Rich Show TV, and you can also follow us on our Facebook page, Nikki Rich Show TV. And today we're going to be talking about the Holman Community Development Corporation. And you just, anybody, if you have any questions, you can just hit us up, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. And that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or our featured guest today. And I don't want to keep our guest holding on any longer, so I am excited and honored to welcome here for the first time here on the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Nancy Harris. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Nikki, and thank you for inviting me. I'm honored to be talking to your fan base out there, and again, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. It's such an honor, and you know, I love to have representatives out there that's in the community who's making a difference, making that change, and also just making it happen. And like I said, you know, we welcome you open arms here at the Nikki Rich Show, and we want everybody to know what's happening, you know, with the Holman CDC, what's going on. And I know you got an amazing event coming up that we want everybody to come out to. So today, you know, I want to get started and let everybody know a little bit about what's going on. And just tell us about the inception of the Holman Community Development Corporation.
All right. I'm honored to do so. Thank you very much. Well, Holman Community Development Corporation is an outreach ministry of Holman United Methodist Church, which is an African-American church that's been a mainstay in the Los Angeles community for the past 72 years. And the Community Development Corporation was started really to address needs in housing for seniors, as well as to provide educational opportunities to young people in grades K through 12. Our mission right now is to unleash the leadership and positive spirit of diverse communities. And we do that through leading-edge education, affordable housing, economic growth, and social justice. So our Jobs for Kids program, that's one of our premier programs, and that Jobs for Kids and our Job Readiness Training Institute focuses on youth and young adults ages 14 all the way through 24. And our primary focus is to train them to be job/career ready. So we're giving them the basics of the soft skills training, that those are the things like being prompt, being on time, being positive on your job, having a strong work ethic, which, by the way, are the main things that get you fired from a job. It's not necessarily your technical skills. It's those little things that get people removed from jobs. So we want to instill in the young people the importance of these soft skills and then go on to train them in more advanced techniques to help them maintain careers. So the Jobs for Kids program, actually, the program itself actually started as a result of an incident that happened at home in United Methodist Church, where there was a prayer breakfast that was being organized by the pastoral staff, and the pastoral staff was mentoring a young person, a young youth, a young man in the community, and had been mentoring him for a while, and he was assisting in preparations for the event. Well, long story short, as in most church events, we took a offering, took a collection, and the youth, the young man, ended up stealing the money from the collection and ended up fleeing the premises. And yeah, that was back in 2003, and we haven't seen him since. So the pastors were very disturbed. Pastors and the congregation were very disturbed by the event, and that led our former senior pastor, Dr. Reverend Henry L. Masters, to try to address this situation. And so at that time, that was in some pretty rough economic times, and there weren't a lot of opportunities for young people. And so he and other concerned church members and pastors decided to start the Jobs for Kids program. And it actually started as a church program, and then eventually was moved over to be run and managed by the Community Development Corporation. So out of a uncomfortable and challenging event was birthed this wonderful program that since 2003 has employed over 500 youth, and we provide job preparedness and job readiness training to over 1,000 youth and young people.
Wow. And I love that, you know, how, like, sometimes it's just amazing, like, how you just got to go through, you know, and you're still pushing. That is amazing. You know, what has
Well, as people in the church and as Christians, we're called to do this. This is what we're called to do. We cannot leave our people in need. And we as a church cannot, afford to not address the needs of our community. So we try to do that. We can't be everything to everybody, but we are doing our part for sure.
And, you know, I'm just appalled. I cannot believe that took place. But I'm glad that, you know, everybody is still thriving and keeping everything going.
that's for sure.
But I'm just like, you know, and the thing about it is, you know, you're also paving the way for our youth. You know, that's really big to me, because being an educator, you know, you're showing them, and not only you're showing them, but you're showing the adults too. You know, as far as like showing them through the kids program. You know, the people that's assisting and that is, you know, helping out with the program, we can learn something as well.
Yes. Well, you know, there is segments of our population that are doing well. I mean, we're in the best economic times that we've probably seen in the past 15, 20 years. Unemployment is low. However, that does not reach into all communities. And so as African-Americans, we still, African-American as well as our Hispanic population, we are still at the bottom of the ladder. We still, even though we're at record lows in unemployment, in employment, we are still the lowest of all groups. And we have the highest rate of unemployment, especially amongst young people, than any other ethnic group. So it's important for us to be mindful of that and be able to level the playing field, because, you know, if we don't do it and we don't help ourselves, no one else, as we are well aware nowadays, all too well aware nowadays. No one else will do it if we don't do it ourselves. And our young people, our young people in our communities, in the inner cities, they need the help. They may not have that support at home because their parents or guardian are working all the time. We also have a significant population of youth in the foster care system. And so all these avenues need support, and we're here to step in the gap and fill that need and support for our young people. And the best thing we feel we can do at this point in time is to train and equip our young people to be self-sufficient and to lay the path for careers and jobs, and also to promote entrepreneurship, because that is, you know, we don't only promote the, you know, get a job, stay on a job. We also promote entrepreneurship, and that we need to be job creators ourselves in order to sustain and grow our community. So we're very mindful of what the needs are in the community and the important role young people play in that, and to understand the plight of our young people, that it's not easy. I tell our young folks all the time, I'm like, you know, there used to be a time where people wished they were young again. Our young people have a very challenging time. It's not easy being young these days. And so they need as much help and support from organizations like ours and community members as they can get. And we are very fortunate that we have a very strong roster of community volunteers that come in and help us with workshops for the young people, such as interview skills, resume writing, the obvious, you know, and then the not-so-obvious, networking, the importance of knowing how to network, because as we all know, it's who you know, and that's how you get a job, primarily. And so teaching kids these types of skills, also having them be aware of sexual harassment in the workplace, which has gotten, you know, a whole lot more attention, as it should, than years past. I know then when I was coming along, for sure. So we teach them items and all of the issues around sexual harassment in the workplace, and also the gender equality issues, the being able to be culturally sensitive to people. It's much more heightened now than ever before. So these are the things that are not being taught in our schools, but that are critical to success. And we do that by engaging our community business leaders and community leaders as a whole to share their experiences and share their knowledge on these various topics.
Now, I know you were talking about working with volunteers. Now, who are some of the business partners that you have worked with?
Well, good question. Thank you for asking that. We have many business partners that we've worked with over the years that provide, open up their businesses and provide work experiences to our young people. So, for instance, we're very much a community-oriented organization, and we want to promote our community businesses. So we place our kids at many of our nonprofits in the area, such as West Angeles Community Development Corporation, Kid City Hope Place, which is in downtown area of Los Angeles, the Ward Economic Development Corporation, which is on Adams, closer to USC. We have support from attorney offices in the city, as well as larger companies like Kaiser Permanente, Cedars-Sinai. And then getting back to our local businesses, every year we place young people at the Sentinel newspaper, Copy City, which is right next to the Sentinel, and many doctor offices, attorney offices in and around the Los Angeles area. So we're very grateful to our business partners that share and provide work experiences for our young people. Let me see. Let me give you a couple other. The Special Needs Network is a business partner of ours. They're a very well-known nonprofit in Los Angeles. The Inglewood Board of Realtors has helped us tremendously in providing experiences. The Children, Youth, and Family Collaborative, they're a nonprofit in the city. The Al Wooten Jr. Heritage Center, another youth-focused nonprofit. So many of these organizations step up and help us with providing job opportunities for our young people.
Wow, that is pretty awesome. And not only that, you also bring in events. You have different ways that people can also connect and network through your events. And I know you got one coming up as well.
We sure do. We sure do. But before I talk about that, if I could also share with you, Nikki, and your listeners, another program that we do that focuses on women veterans. We do pride ourselves in really coming to the aid and highlighting the issues in some of our tougher and populations, and women veteran are one of our tougher populations, as well as inner city youth. And so we do provide support for our women veteran. We provide a safe space for them where they can network and commune and fellowship with one another. Our women veteran love being around other women veteran because they can relate easily to one another. So we at Holman CDC and Holman United Methodist Church are there also to support our women veterans. So I don't want to, in our initiative, our program that supports our women veterans is called Beyond the Battlefield. So I would be remiss if I did not lift that program up also too. But
yes,
getting back to your question and your statement, yes, we have a exciting, wonderful event coming up. It's our main premier fundraising event, and mm-hmm. that's coming up June the 8th, and it's the Quiet Champion Awards Luncheon. And this is our seventh annual. We started out as a gospel brunch event, and over the last several years we have included and actually have changed the format over to the Quiet Champion Awards Luncheon. And we have it's a wonderful afternoon that highlights our programs and the work that we do. It also is our main fundraiser, which provides the resources and funding that we need to continue our job training and our workforce development programs for our youth, as well as support for our women veteran. And it also, being that it is the Quiet Champion Awards Luncheon, it also recognizes leaders in our community who may be known, who may have a big name or may not, but do many things that people are not aware of. So they get publicity perhaps on some of the things they do, but they are very active in other ways also too, and we like to lift and highlight those individuals. Our first Quiet Champion honoree was back in 2015, and that was our second district supervisor, Mark Ridley Thomas. And Supervisor Ridley Thomas has done so much for our community and many things that people are not aware of. He's a busy man. I don't know how he does all he does. Then the following year, we highlighted another of our public servants, State Senator Holly Mitchell, who, again, has been an activist in our community for many, many years, and highlighting and supporting those underserved, underrecognized populations. Last year, we honored Deputy Mayor Brenda Shockley, who Deputy Mayor Shockley created a nonprofit called Community Build, which has been around for 20-plus years and serves the community very well in many areas. And she is now the Deputy Mayor of Economic Opportunity and is doing a fantastic job there. We also honored Colonel Patricia Jackson Kelly, one of our sheroes and one of our women veterans who works tirelessly on behalf of women veterans. So we lifted her up last year. And then for the first time, we acknowledged what we call our Rising Champion Award, and that is one of our young people who has come through our program, who is really making a mark out there in his school or his community. And last year we highlighted Mr. Nicholas Jackson, who is a senior, I believe, now at Cal State University Northridge. And he's doing a lot on the campus and a lot for students of color there at Northridge. So this year we are honored to be lifting up the work of the president of Los Angeles Trade Tech College, and that is Mr. Larry Frank, who works tirelessly on many fronts, but is a huge proponent of workforce development programs and work readiness programs, and has done just a fantastic job at LA Trade Tech. We are also honoring the mayor of Englewood, James Butts, who is a local person, grew up here in L.A., attended and graduated from Crenshaw High, and has been supportive of young people throughout his career, which included law enforcement, and is now doing his thing there in the city of Englewood. And then our rising champion this year is a young lady who's doing just tremendous work out in the community and working hard, and is a former participant in our Jobs for Kids and Job Readiness Training Program, and that is Ms. Zanetta Smith. And Zanetta Smith is also the creator of TEDx Crenshaw. And so TEDx Crenshaw is probably in its third or fourth year now, and that's a TED Talk, but it is highlighting the Crenshaw community here in South Los Angeles. So we are excited and honored to be honoring those three individuals, and we're just excited about the event as a whole, and we would love to invite all of your listeners to support our event and to come out.
Yes, and, you know, we want everybody to come out and support. And I know others also can get involved. You know, people can get involved. You can also become a sponsor of the event as well. You know, if you have a business and you want to get involved that way, they can become a sponsor. And, you know, what else do they need to know in regards to doing that and becoming a sponsor and also getting a ticket? Yeah.
Yes. So we obviously, as any good fundraiser would, we have several different sponsor levels, ranging from $25,000 to $1,000, and those are primarily for businesses as they would like to support our work and really support the future, not only what you're actually supporting is young people and developing future leaders, future business owners, and future taxpayers. And so we want our businesses to step up and support at our sponsorship level, as well as individuals can come and support, too, by purchasing tickets. Tickets are $100 for the luncheon, and we have ads that will be able to be purchased for our souvenir journal. And how you can do that is you can go to our website, which is, of course, www.holman, which is spelled HOLMAN-CDC.org. So that's Holman, HOLMAN-CDC.org. And what you're going to do when you get on our homepage, you're going to scroll down on your left where it says posts, and you'll see the flyer for the luncheon and our event, and you're just going to click on that and then scroll down to the bottom of that page, and there'll be an Eventbrite link, and you can go on and purchase tickets and sponsorships that way. You can also give us a call, and our number at the CDC is 323-500-3262. And, again, going to our website, as well as you can always follow us on Facebook. Our Facebook is Holman CDC LA, and you can go onto our page there. And you can follow us on Twitter at Holman CDC and Instagram at Holman CDC. So those are the ways to connect with us, and we're looking forward to engaging all of your listeners to come out to the event and also to be aware and support organization. We're always looking for volunteers as well as businesses that may be interested in stepping up and being a work experience location for our young people.
Now, also, I have a lot of, you know, I'm a part of media, and I know it's a lot of people that's in media. Now, in case they wanted to get involved, you know, because we have a lot of media outlets that's tuned in as well, how could they go about that, the media getting involved?
Again, you can reach out to us, give us a call, or send us a message on one of our social media handles, and then we will connect and would love to, you know, as much exposure that we can have for our kids and our women veterans. That's what we want to do. So we encourage that tremendously.
Yes, ma'am.
Does that answer that, or do you have any other?
Yes. It does. It really does. Thank you so much. And, you know, to anybody out there, you know, they can go. And like I said, you can be a part. You can also volunteer. You can become a sponsor, as well as, you know, they can just go learn more. If you haven't already, you can just go learn more. So much, you know, for being our guest today. And you've given out all your social media where they can contact you and learn more as well.
Yes.
You know, but I just thank you so much for being with the Nikki Rich Show today. It was all about the Holman CDC, and we want everybody to go and support the movement as well as all the events that you upcoming events that you are having. And we look forward to bringing you back and learning how all everything turned out, how the outcome was, and what all happened, you know, for the, and I just want to thank you once again for being our guest here today, Ms. Nancy Harris.
Thank you, Nikki, and thank you to your listeners. I really appreciate the opportunity to lift up our kids and our women veteran, and I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to speak with all of your listeners. It's been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And to anybody out there, you want to learn more, you can go to the website. You can also follow Ms. Nancy Harris. And make sure you check out the Nikki Rich Show. We air Monday and Wednesday at 11 a.m. We're here. It's a special day and special time. And I'm excited because, you know, I want you guys to know we will be with Ms. Michelle Obama this weekend. So the Nikki Rich Show, we are the official media for the United Women's Summit. All the exclusive interviews we have We will be talking with so many amazing women in the United States, and this will take place on Saturday morning. So stay tuned to that. And we're going to wind things down here today. And it was all about Miss Nancy Harris today. So as we wind things down here, we put God first in everything we do. You know, God is the head of my life, and He, the one that gives us this platform to showcase and highlight the different businesses, the owners, the nonprofits, and everything that's going on within the community. So, you know, as we wind down today, we're going to, you know, wind down by saying, you know, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we're going to end by saying God bless. God bless you all, and thank you, Ms. Nancy Harris, for being our featured guest today.
Thank you.
Thank you.